When you're ready to purchase a new home or refinance the one you have, American Dream Lending will make sure your loan experience is easy with fast approvals and quick closings. With many loan programs and competitive rates, now is the time to turn your dreams into reality. Ask about special financing for veterans. They never charge an application fee, and you will work directly with one of their experienced loan professionals. Stop dreaming and contact American Dream Lending today, 786-802-1727, or online at adreamlending.com.
And I'm a Ron Rivera fan, personally. I've gotten to know Ron. He's a really good dude. Before he was a head coach, I used to hang out with him at the Combine every year. We'd go to a cigar bar, and it was called Olives. And he and I would sit down and talk football and have some fun, and I'd pick his brain. But at that time, he was a defensive coordinator, and before that, he was a position coach. So for several years, I was able to hang out with him and enjoy some cigars. Once he became a head coach, forget it, dude. You like the head coaches you don't even see in the damn combine, Sean. They're like gone, because those guys are like interviewing till late at night. And by the time the night is over, they're done. They want to turn in, and they don't want to be out in the streets too much now. And let me tell you something. That's one of the things that's kind of changed. When I go on the road to the East-West Shrine, to the Senior Bowl, to the Combine, all those kind of things, for years, I had no problem hanging out. I used to hang out with coaches at strip bars. You know that? There was a strip bar called Sammy's. They closed it down in Mobile. I'll show it to you, because I'll show you the building is still there this year, Sean. And when you go up there with me this year, I'll show it to you. And so Sammy's was like the place to go to. And this was before cameras, before phones, you know, had cameras all over the place and all that kind of stuff. And so I would go to Sammy's because, well, you know, I had to meet people there, of course, you know, it's not for any of the other stuff that's going on. No, I mean, no, I wasn't paying attention to the women and all that. I mean, it really doesn't help that half of them were pregnant and, you know, missing their teeth. But anyway, just, you know, forget about that. Let's just move on from the participants inside that. But anyway, so Sammy's, actually, it's not true. They would actually bring in girls from other strip clubs in other states that were like partnered businesses, and so they'd send their hottest ones there, is actually what they would do during Senior Bowl week. But anyway, just to kind of in all transparency. And so I saw all kinds of coaches there do all kinds of things, okay? Saw them go to the back of the champagne room, saw scouts go to the back of the champagne room, you know, all that kind of stuff. Some of them were notorious for going back there with multiple girls. It became kind of a tradition that I would go, oh, he's here. Wait till you see it. He's going to go in the back with two girls, you know, and I'm not giving any names or none of that. I will take that to the grave. Okay. So I've never talked about that publicly, but that's the problem. That's the problem. Now with social media and cameras, the guys are even more reluctant to even go just to bars and be caught with a drink in their hands. They tell me that. They go, man, with social media and phones, oh, we got to go somewhere where it's quiet, away from people, because if not, I don't want people seeing me and taking pictures and this and that. And that happens. And that's how much it's gotten, that it's that much tougher to get information at times, because you don't get that same personal time that you used to. Back in the day, it got so crazy that you would run into them in strip clubs and different places. And, you know, you would just say, hi, what's up? Talk to them sometimes. Sometimes I got some info at Sammy's, you know, when I was there. So you had to go. Back in the day, and I'm talking about when I say back in the day, it's well over 12, 13 years ago already now. That's how long it's been for that. I mean, it was already dying out then, and then it's gotten to that point where it's kind of gone already at this point. And then the bars, they have less personnel too. You might see them more at certain cigar bars, because they'll have a cigar and just a beer there. And that's, you know, something that most people don't complain about, but it's a crazy thing, man. It's amazing how this business has changed, and how cell phones and social media have also changed this world. It is what it is.